out there, you know, even in a more disastrous position. So, yeah, he should pay. Not only should he pay the state and the city of Chicago, he should apologize to the police for what he put them through.
And those jurors, I mean, he ought to be apologizing to them. I mean, they had to sit there and listen to him lie for hours on end. That's wrong.
But at the end of the day, it just shows us our legal system, Kevin, still works.
God bless them.
For finding the right verdict and not being afraid to come up with the verdict. And to stand by it. So God bless them. The system still works, Kevin. It works.
Hey, Maggie, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. That frees up a line. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you certainly can. And to Maggie, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We can say that on this show, you know. We can do that. Anyway, that frees up a line at 844. The number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Coming up in our next half hour, I'm going to let you hear a guy that's pretty measured. I mean, he's not like off the wall, so to speak. I'm talking about Sean Hannity. And he had a unique reaction to the Jussie Smollett verdicts. And the other thing that I thought was interesting that he did last night, you know, how will the left respond? Remember the knee-jerk reaction? Oh, my God. MAGA hats. This is MAGA country. This is all about Trump. And the rush to judgment was incredible. I mean, it was beyond belief how bad this was. I don't have time to get it in this segment, but I'll make sure I get it in the next segment, the reaction. Because the left is going to have to do something. The left is going to have a response to this thing. Because all these people that were saying, oh my God, Jussie Smollett is a victim. He's a victim of a hate crime. Now they have to pull back and go, never mind. Never mind about the hate crime stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as you as we continue on this Friday. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And coming up on 12:30 as we check out our traffic cams for an early Friday afternoon edition. And really not all that bad right now on the 95 freeway speed for the most part in most areas. A little congestion on Interstate 15 as you try to work your way through the resort corridor, especially on the south side, 15 south at Sahara. It always seems to be somewhat congested through that area. Moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 east at Valley Verde, 215 westbound at St. Rose. And that bridge work will slow you down through the Spaghetti Bowl. Only two lanes available between Main Street and Eastern. And that is in both directions, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NHL tonight, the Golden Knights host the Flyers. Vegas, with wins in 3 straight and 6 of 10, they're 15-10-0, 6 points off the Pacific Division lead. The Oilers, 2 points ahead of them. The Ducks in second place, 5 points ahead. The Flames, with 36 points, the division leader. The Flyers have lost 10 in a row. They're 8-12-4. Earlier this week, the Flyers named Mike Yeo interim head coach after Alain Vigneault was fired. UNLV basketball in action tomorrow. It's a noon tip-off against the University of Hartford. The Rebels coming off a 76-56 win over Seattle on Wednesday. Overall this season, they're 5-5. NFL this Sunday, the Raiders visit the Chiefs. Kansas City with wins in 5 straight, 8-4 overall. The Raiders are 6-6 coming off a loss. NBA tonight, the Suns host the Celtics. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shop styles up to 70% off at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Don't forget to combine it with your Gap Cash. Save more through December 9th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition, the Get the Weekend Started edition of Live and Local. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, 3 till 6, right here. You don't have to change the dial at all. From noon to 6, you just keep it right here. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following these cratering poll numbers for our president and vice president. And I keep asking myself the question, Jim, you know, How low can you go? Kind of the limbo rock thing. How low can you go? Yeah. And I keep wondering, and it keeps going lower.
It really does. And I guess there are two ways you can look at this. You can look at favorable ratings and get an idea of how popular somebody is. Or you could also look at the unfavorable ratings. And that's what we're doing in this case, the unfavorables. And as you know, for 6 years, the corporate media has literally spent billions and billions of dollars and hours on TV and radio the internet, demonizing Donald Trump as being pure evil. And at the same time, they have been trying to prop up what many people think is hopeless, and that's the political careers of Joe Biden at this phase of his life and Kamala Harris, and this proves it. The approval rating is 37.8 right now for but the unfavorable rating for Joe Biden sits at 52.6%.
That is way upside down.
And it's really close to where Donald Trump's is, 52.4%. So they're pretty much right there in the unfavorable department. But again, look at the way the media has portrayed both of these gentlemen. They hate one of them. They try to prop the other one up and say when things are bad, they're good, and vice versa with Donald Trump. And they're virtually tied there. Kamala Harris, 53.3%, even worse than both of them.
Oh, wow.
And if you would believe it, the unfavorable rating for Nancy Pelosi, 58.5%.
Yikes. So you'll see her picture on every Republican ad. It should. Especially those dealing with a House race. And by the way, these numbers can't get better when you have inflation numbers that are up 6.8%, the highest inflation rates in 39 years. That can't help either of these folks. And the three of them, I guess, we ought to throw Pelosi in there. It can't get better when you got inflation like that.
Not at all. And when they polled only Democrats, 36% of them, more than one-third, are unsure who they would support if Biden doesn't run. And I think we see the decline every day that he's not going to have the mental capacity to run after three more years. So only 13% of Democrat voters said that they would support Vice President Kamala Harris in 2024. So that's why they're trying to prop up the mayor of Fort Bend, Indiana,
Pete Buttigieg,
and try to make him the next big star, because he's the one that crosses all the boxes now, and that's why Kamala got her position, because she's a woman of color, so she got a twofer out of that one. But of course, Pete Buttigieg is gay, so that counts for two as well as I could imagine.
That's incredible. Incredible. More with Gentleman Jim in just a couple of minutes. But, yeah, those poll numbers, just you keep thinking they're going to get better, and they don't. You keep thinking it can't get any worse than this. And then you see 6.8% inflation up. And, by the way, if you're wondering, month to month, 0.08 increase in inflation just in 1 month. From October to November, just 1 month, and you can't tell me that's going to translate into those favorability ratings going up. They're not going to go up. Trust me on this one. They simply will not. He can go to Kansas City. He can go to Michigan. He can go all over the country saying how good the bipartisan infrastructure bill is and how great the Build Back Broke bill will be for America, but it won't. It's not. And by the way, one thing I found interesting this morning is that the president, reacting to the 6.8% inflation, said, well, that's all the more reason why we need to pass the Build Back Broke bill. We got to spend another $4 trillion. It is laughable, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we'll go to your phone calls. You want to join us, and you may have some thoughts on these inflation numbers. I happen to believe that everybody is paying this onerous tax, and that's what it is. It's a tax on everybody. It's not means tested. It's not just on people making over $400,000 a year. This, ladies and gentlemen, is you and me and everybody. We'll let you hear what folks like Sean Hannity are saying, because it's fascinating to see what's going on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown, asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what happens now with the left following Jesse Smollett's five guilty verdicts? Was it five out of six? It's really ugly, because the left, from the very beginning, made the rush to judgment on the Jesse Smollett case, essentially saying that this was all about, you know, the MAGA movement and Donald J. Trump and folks that like Trump. To me, it's fascinating how quiet they have been in the last, 12 to 15 hours. There's been no reaction whatsoever to folks on the left from these verdicts. And this is after, just a ton of reaction. I want you to hear some of the reaction and Sean Hannity and how he is going to be waiting for the left to react to the Jesse Smollett verdicts. This was kind of a montage followed by Sean Hannity last night.
Joe Biden tweeting, quote, "What happened today to Jesse Smollett must never be tolerated in this country. We must stand up and demand that we no longer give this hate safe harbor. That homophobia and racism have no place on our streets, in our hearts, and we are with you, Jesse." Kamala Harris tweeting, Jussie Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was an attempted modern-day lynching. Cory Booker also called it a modern-day lynching. The Reverend Al Sharpton said, quote, the reported hate attack on my friend and brother, actor Jussie Smollett, is despicable and outrageous. The guilt must face the maximum. I guess he didn't learn from prior incidents in New York. Disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, quote, New York State calls the attack on Jussie Smollett what it is, a hate crime. Congresswoman Tlaib, quote, when one of the most famous black and gay men in America is not safe, the message is clearer than it has ever been. The dangerous lie spewing from the right wing is killing and hurting our people. And here's an official tweet from the Human Rights Campaign. Our thoughts are with Jussie Smollett after this horrifying attack. It's a tragic reminder that racism and homophobia are still rampant in the U.S. Bernie Sanders jumped in, called it racist and a homophobic attack. Eric Swalwell jumped in, said it was vile and tragic. Maxine Waters announced that she was dedicated to finding the culprits. Dick Durbin decried America's racist and homophobic ways. Cher, she joined in. She went on an unhinged rant. She blamed President Trump. Katy Perry said she was standing with Jussie. Jemele Hill was disgusted and appalled. Ariana Grande tweeted that she was sick to her stomach. Joy Reid calling it a chilling attack. And on TV, the hot takes were just as bad. Take a look.
You think about what just happened to Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Unfortunately, we have racism germinating from the White House.
Jussie is love. That's who he is. And that's all he knows. So in this situation, hate won't win. Mm-hmm. It will not.
We have a media that's saying it's a debate whether or not what just happened to Jussie Smollett is a hate crime. It's absurd. This isn't a debate.
I agree.
U.S. Congressman from Illinois Bobby Rush is calling for an immediate and sweeping civil rights investigation into the racist and homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett.
I don't like that it's being put out there in the media that this is a possible hate crime.
Right. And the media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive.
And Senator Cory Booker said the vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching. Mm.
This is America in 2019.
Now, why would the media, why would Democrats, why would people on TV, why would they rush so quickly to judgment? Well, it Jussie's far-fetched story fit their anti-Trump narrative, didn't it? So they didn't bother to investigate. They didn't take their time. They didn't make phone calls. They didn't interview potential witnesses. They didn't wait for police to reveal any evidence. They didn't care if it was true or not. That's why this same cast of characters, same people in many cases, smeared and slandered Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle was labeled a white supremacist by then presidential candidate Joe Biden. Where's the apology, Joe? Kamala Harris called him a vigilante and an extremist. They were wrong then. They are wrong now. But don't ever expect a retraction or an apology.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Now, let me just, and in fact, I'll open up our phone lines to you right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Maggie thinks that this guy should do prison time. I happen to believe he should do hard time. I think he should do the max of 3 years in prison. I don't know that it will change Jussie Smollett. I don't think it will rehabilitate him in any way, shape, or form. But what he did was so heinous. So obviously a lie. And by the way, if you're keeping track at home, he is appealing his convictions. But the fact is, this was a heinous act by a guy that thought he was privileged because he was an actor and he's gay and all of that. And you saw how the left rallied round Jussie Smollett in the early days. But you don't hear much from them today. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is unfortunate. We'll see what you think. And what I want to find out is if you think, maybe you agree with Maggie that he should do hard time. Maybe you agree with me that say he should do, you know, the max. But the fact is, what this guy did was a slap in the face to the legal system, a slap in the face to the cops in Chicago who investigated this so-called hate crime. The fact is, that this was a horrific act, and it should be treated that way in sentencing. And if indeed the max is 3, he should get the max. And it should be maximum security. And let him live like that for 3 years. Maybe he will come out a changed man. I don't think so for an instant. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of my favorite members of Congress is Louie Gohmert. He always makes sense, regardless of what he's talking about. In fact, I want to go to cut three real quick, because I was watching Newsmax last night, and I saw Louie Gohmert on. And whenever I see Louie Gohmert on, I stop what I'm doing to listen to what he has to say. This was Louie Gohmert, and this is cut number three. Talking about the January 6th commission, which now has scheduled a vote on Mark Meadows to, accuse him of contempt of Congress, which I think is a very, very dubious charge. But this was Louie Gohmert, who knows Mark Meadows really well, And talking on Newsmax last night about the reaction to the Mark Meadows suit against the January 6th commission, Mark Meadows is kind of turning the gun around on the January 6th commission. Listen to this.
Who do you think is responsible for, you know, putting out privileged, protected information and other issues like that that you were just bringing up? Who do you think is responsible?